This is Passport to Texas. While you won't find world-class waves along Texas' 367 miles of coastline, you will find a legion of surfing enthusiasts engaging the sport with almost cult-like fanaticism. And in the May issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine, writer David Brown introduces readers to competitive surfers in his article, Epic Texas Challenge, Texas Surfing Championships. Brown puts readers in the middle of the action at the Texas Gulf Surfing Association State Surfing Championships, held each spring at Bob Hall Pier in Corpus Christi. In the article, we meet surfers including 9-year-old Keegan Soles, who won the state champion titles in both the Menahune and the Microgram divisions, and longtime surfer Brett Hopkins, who is a grandfather. Brown writes, "There weren't many surfers in Texas before 1960, but by 1965 that changed, perhaps due to the Beach Boys romanticizing the sport." Whet your appetite for surfing with Dave Brown's article, Epic Texas Challenge, Texas Surfing Championships, in the May issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. That's our show, brought to you in part by Ram Trucks, built to serve. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.